saving money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
The security
we're
guards.
We're very upset.
We're super shook. Yeah. I mean, these are like old dudes, like ex-cops, and they're like, what the fuck? This is a bunch of moms. Are we podcasting right
we're
now?
We're podcasting.
Okay, so
this is part two.
So you'll notice that we're in the same clothes because we had a lot to say about our last couple of weeks. So we're just going to say it, and we might not say all of these things eloquently. And let me make this caveat: wherever you lie on the spectrum
of this conversation,
I want you to take this as a human being, knowing how we felt about the bats and where our priorities lie in terms of taking care of each other, in terms of making sure all these moms who graced us with...
Who come to shows.
Their time, with their money, loyalties and things like that. Here is what happened in part two of this story. So... Let's not even say what city it was that it happened in, but everybody that was there at the show will know.
Well, we have to be,
Well, it happened in Missouri.
Okay. So we do every live show. We do this really fun bit where we go and get the mom's bags and we go through the bags and it is an absolute joy. It came from a video that we did where I looked through Jen's bag we brought out our own bags and did them in front of each other. And we had all this embarrassing stuff in there.
Just the craziest shit that you don't realize.
No.
Other moms
so nuanced.
Have the same crazy stuff in there.
Right. Or very specific to your own life, but a mom gets it. They're like, oh, I know why you have that.
Yes.
And we've been going through the bags in live audiences. It started right out of the gates. My husband.
We started that bit, by the way.
Yeah, that's
Other
ours.
Other people have done it.
That's ours. It's always been ours. And so when we started that bit, my husband was like, you need to get bags from the audience. You need to go get other women's bags. And it was like our heads.
He said he was like, there's no way it's just you too.
It's not just
Every
you.
Mom
and our heads exploded. We were like, can we do that? So I think as early as our second show,
we were
getting back because I know we got them at the Rococo. So that was our third live show. So I think even maybe the first night we didn't do it or the second night we did do it. But I think it's been on the map for us to do that.
Because we were like, we're going to have moms ask us questions.
And that didn't go well because the first mom was like, asked the saddest question.
Mostly they're hammered. And also it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Let me say that too. It's a lot of pressure to be in front of 1,000 people. So you are not like...
Right. If you're
no matter how professional you are, you can get taken out of it very quickly.
Yes, you're very nice. We've gone through thousands of bags at this point.
Literally thousands.
And we have found everything from... It's one of my favorite things because we have found... obviously, we did find a vibrator in one. Just one.
Sure.
Of all the bags that we have collected, we've only found one.
Hooch. There's rum chata in baby bottles. Like pump
trying
bottles.
To hide booze is our favorite thing. There's been literally women that are like, I'm not even trying to hide it. I have a fifth of gin in here.
Journals. Bibles.
Cigarettes. Checkbooks, funny
Socks.
Weird shit like a full swimming suit. And
Other
by the way,
clothes.
We know these aren't plant bags because we we know that women will come to the show and they're like, oh, I think they go through our bags. I'm going to put something funny
before.
In there.
Yeah.
But we go so far back, like, especially from my side, that we can really tell the difference. And if we do get a bag that we feel like might have stuff put in there on
we
purpose,
try to not
we
show
don't,
the
we don't
stuff.
Go through yeah. it. We kind of go, I can tell. And yeah. since we've been doing this a long time, you can tell. Right. So, and it's never the bag that is the most obvious, that is the most funny. It's the one that is the most sincere in
she
your life.
She doesn't even know that
she
it's funny.
She doesn't even know it's yeah. funny that she has 15 bags inside of one bag.
Yeah.
That shit is funny. Or if a bag is super messy or if a bag is super organized,
or like,
we can make fun of that.
Think of the survival kit that you had when your kid was like two.
Two.
And just going to a restaurant, you have got an iPad, a charger, you've got toys, you've got backup crayons.
Yep, you've got all the menus from other.
Underwear for them if they're potty training.
You've got backup underwear for yourself.
For yourself, probably. You have all of their toys. You have yep. some of your husband's stuff.
Yep.
Like, your bag is insane and so huge and so heavy.
And it's also a sign of, like, you having this very awesome life.
Yeah.
This very yeah. awesome life, which might I just say, when we did a show in, which I feel like we should show it, but when we did a show at the factory because we sold out, they made us a cake with mom bags on it.
God, I meant to bring it out here. So
I could have Eleanor bring it out.
Yeah, it'll be.
Let me ask Eleanor.
Yeah, we have to show it. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see it.
It's so incredible.
Watch
Can
the video.
Can you bring the little pastry mom bag out
Open
to
Delta.
The podcast studio?
Open Delta.
God damn it, Jen.
Open Delta.
Stop.
So then, like,
ugh.
Did it put Open Delta in there? Look how mad she is right now.
You don't need to open Delta.
But do you need
God damn
to
it, Jen?
Open Delta? Turn the microphone part of it off. She's so mad at me right now, you guys.
Anyway, she's coming. Okay. I texted her on her Apple Watch. We'll see if she ignores me. So it was really cool because the mom bags has become this thing that we're synonymous with. It's a part of our show that we freaking love. It's different yes. every time. It really is. It's super fun.
And by the way, moms, when you come to the show, you don't need to prepare. There's nothing you need
There's
to do.
There's nothing. We're going to make fun of you.
You and just bring your regular bag.
Just bring your regular bag.
Right now, I'm looking in Kristen's bag, and there are so many things I want to talk about right now. Like, there's a CarMax in there from 1998. God bless you. My God, I can see it. It's like metal on the top, and the edges are worn. I don't know what she's doing.
Just randomly, this is in my bag, which you can't write that.
The Holderness sent us their new book. Oops. Oh, my God.
Oh, I just showed my address. ADD is awesome is the book name. ADHD is awesome. I just randomly. Eleanor! Oh. Hi, buddy!
Oh my gosh. Do you have the camera on her so you can see this iMom So Hard merch?
Hi, good looking.
Look at that.
You look so cute.
Cutest mom we've ever.
All right, we're gonna talk about this mom bag thing.
Thank you.
And then I'll come in and get you in. And we'll leave in about 45 minutes, okay? Make sure your homework's done. It won't be done. Look at this. I mean, you put it up to your camera.
So it's a fondant.
It's going to get out of focus if you're not.
Okay, so let me.
Look at that. Isn't that amazing?
Stanley, I carried this and like we made.
Three different cities.
A holder out of it with to-go boxes and foam. The only thing we lost was this
Stanley
straw. Stanley.
And who doesn't lose that?
But there's wipes. There's a yoga mat.
I just think it's the most incredible thing.
There's a water bottle.
It's a cake topper. You can eat it.
There's a pacifier, veggie straws. There's fruit snacks. You guys, whoever did this.
It's incredible.
Had to be a mom,
I mean,
right?
That is a next level
art.
Shit.
This is mom art right here. Unbelievable.
I would want to. It's like Trey playing the guitar. I want to be that good, but I know the truth. I know the truth that I'm more of a box cake kind of gal with a hope and a prayer towards some frosting.
Okay. Like me doing that is like that show Nailed It where you're like, no,
it's
can't
almost,
even read anything. It doesn't look
I
like
I don't know. I think it's worth trying. I have a very strong sense of confidence about what I could approach.
Hand sanitizer.
I know.
On it,
it's ridiculous.
It's seriously art. It's incredible.
So, okay. So we play the first two cities in Missouri. We have a blast. We love Missouri. We go to Chesterfield, and then we go to Springfield, and then we end up in Columbia, which is where Mizzou is.
Do we want to say where this happened?
Yeah.
Does it feel okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Because
you
think
guys,
it's worth,
we're trying to be honest about what happened and try not
here's
to.
Here's the thing. Ugh, I just don't even know. Okay. So during Mom Bags in Colombia, as you do, we go into the audience and we get the bags. And I grabbed a bag from deep in the audience. And it was big and it was like a tote bag. And there was a lot in it. It was heavy. And I made jokes about it being heavy. And I opened it up and there was a bunch of little small bags inside of it. So there were like, there was like a big bag and then there was like eight bags inside of it. And I just dumped them out and I just started throwing them on the floor and opening up all these different bags with different things in it. And then there was a one that looked like a kind of like a oblong bag. And I thought, oh, I bet this has, cause I can call it now. Like I can tell by height
was,
and weight.
It was shaped like the top of like a grand piano that like,
well, I thought it was a, camelback. Like it would, you would open it and be like a little picnic case
like
or
wide
it would have,
on one end and then like narrowed down.
And, I opened it and it was a gun. It was a handgun. And,
here's the part. Okay. So we're like, sort of going to process this, not real time, because we talked about it a lot, like after, like that night, is the drunkest I have been in like probably 10 years.
Honestly. I actually wasn't. And I think I just couldn't, I think my brain, I needed music and fun and laughs because my brain was really
dark
and really messing with, this was, there was a lot of things that I had to deal with because I opened the gun. And I'm not familiar with handguns. I'm not unfamiliar with handguns. I was raised with guns, but not a lot. Like my dad had a gun case. We had a couple shotguns and a 22. I've fired a 22. I've fired a handgun. But the thing that caught me off guard and the thing that I kept going over in my head is that I opened it. And as I opened it, it was aiming towards Jen. Now, listen. I know I'm not stupid. I know that like
you guys, I it's a right to carry. Also, I'm not stupid.
It's a that was very funny. It's a right to carry state. I was unprepared to open it and it be a gun. It scared me a little bit. It also pissed me off a little bit for all the reasons you could imagine. But mostly, I just felt like time and space had stood still and also sped by. So I just felt overwhelmed by it. And then as I made this like light of it, right. And finished the show and whatever, I don't think it was light because my body and my heart and my head weren't okay with it. I had nightmares about it. I kept thinking that I was like dropping it and what if it went off or what if it was loaded and what if it,
I'm going to say
like,
this.
I call it a magic gun. I say it's scary.
Unless the woman who came to the show just like, her friend is a fan and brought her to the show, was probably not meaning any ill will towards it. I mean, she probably didn't mean to freak us out. She might be so used to it that she didn't even like really process or remember that it was in there. But it is the definition of irresponsible gun ownership because...
Well, it's against the law to drink and carry a weapon.
If you... She handed it off to somebody else
that's
knowing it was
the law.
In there... And you didn't know if the safety was on. You didn't know if it's loaded.
I didn't know anything.
And if it gets dropped or it gets whatever.
Like, I was dropping it like it was fucking nothing. I was tossing this sucker around like
it was like a makeup case or something.
Yeah, I was like, oh, what could be in there? Nothing to go wrong there. It's just a Ziploc of like Cheez-Its. Nope, it was a fucking firearm. And I think the reason we talked about it a lot is because I was like, what do you do? Do you not honor it? Do you show it? I kind of did a little bit of both. I think the takeaway was that I handled it okay, but it messed me up a little bit.
It did. And like, so both of us being from, I don't know if it's even being from Nebraska, but whatever it is, because like I grew up around guns. There's always one by my mom's front door in the front closet. I'm not saying that's totally sane or anything.
Just in case dad comes by.
If you're going to take a gun from somebody, I got a list for you and she is on there. But like, oh, I mean, take her guns. Maybe take her. Maybe take her. But like, I grew up like, and honestly, I grew up a little kid having full access to guns too.
Yeah, same.
And maybe that's in my brain. So like, they aren't in our house. I'm not opposed to having one in our house if it's like got a thumbprint, whatever, you know, but I'm not going to have like an AK-47. I'm not going to have all the big shit. And the deal is If I own that, I am responsible for whatever the existence of that is afterwards. And can you fucking imagine that gun falling out of the case? How was it even in the case? Like, was it like in there with straps? How was it in the case?
It was in there. It was in a case. It was in a proper case. But I just think like it put me in a really bad position.
Yeah, Kristen.
You know, I do everything so balls to the wall, and I'm reckless and I'm careless, and I do that on purpose. I eat it, I drink it, I touch it, I pull it out, I make fun of it, I'll light it.
And that's just wieners.
And that's just wieners. That's just me and how I date. So when I was being fast and loose with this thing in there could have been, it could have been disastrous because I didn't know.
I could see, so we watched the video again because in our heads, it was a million years. It was like the slowest time can go by.
And I was smart enough to say, I'm going to put this over here because I don't want to touch it again. Because in my head, you know, I had played back 17 different reactions I could have had to it. I agree with you. I'm sure the woman that came is a lovely person and she just didn't use her head.
She should not.
But I've had other people come to the stage, hand me a bag and say something like, I remember specifically one
We've
woman.
Had, like, tasers and stuff in there.
Because they were.
There was a woman in Vegas who was a cop. And she goes, there's a taser.
And then I took that taser out and I fucking lit it up because it was hilarious.
But not at anybody.
No.
It was just to show that
but
it was.
But still, I was like, you dumbass. Like later, I was like, what the fuck? Or when I've eaten pot gummies and been like, I hate pot, but I did it for a bit. Like I'll put myself out there, but.
Save big money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
There was something about opening it and it being pointed in a direction and also being a gun and it just being like, we're just a group of women like at a show and this took it to a different level.
We started this episode like part one by saying like it felt like a heckle because, and I say this, like I was talking to, I can't remember who it was. Somebody said, do you get hecklers at your show? And I go, no. We get women who are really excited and they're drunk sometimes and they talk too loud.
Or they talk to each other, or they yell at us because they're having fun.
Like they're the only ones there. That's not heckling. It's different. Nobody wants to mess us up. But there was something about this that either felt like she was trying to mess us up or that she didn't
care about
us.
I think.
Or worst case scenario, it was one of those people who I think all of us don't like, who is like,
I'm going to prove a point. Here's my gun.
Which is, I don't want to see your dick.
Yeah.
I don't need it at my party.
Right.
I don't need your dick at my party. If you whip out your dick at my party, I'm going to ask you to leave. Between the two of us, I'm much more reckless than you. I could see your brain when we watched the video processing. I could see you computing and not knowing what to do. And like, I know you and I know that moment. And I knew that you were like,
did I put anybody in danger is my biggest thought. Did I almost just do something fucking stupid for a laugh?
Here's my thought. Kristen, could you have done anything? You could have done nothing and it could have gone really fucking downhill fast.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I don't want to dwell and I don't want to underplay it and I don't want to overplay it. I just feel this sense of disbelief. I didn't want to make a bigger deal of it than it was. And I didn't want to underplay it because I'm having some like stuff with it. But I think like when I told my husband, I said, I opened a bag and there was a gun inside. He was very quiet. He was like, oh shit.
He's from Texas.
And he's from Texas.
Grew up with guns.
I mean, I'll be straight up. I got family that like brags about how they've got a light pink like holster holder, you know, and I get it. I don't get it because we're not a right to carry and I've never dealt with handguns. It was always like if somebody's shotgun was in the back of the truck in case you wanted to go deer hunting after class. But
oh, a rack of them. Yeah. In the back
like
of their
that
Bronco.
Was so normal. Yeah. We're in a different time now, you know, and
the idea that like we were doing an entire show and there was a 45 in the audience fucks me up a little bit. Because
also, then you don't know how many other people have a 45. But I also just
felt
like
that's the thing is, and when they decide to use it, because you guys, we might as well have targets on our fucking heads when we're on stage.
Well,
too.
Yes, I try not to go down those dark pathways because I
you know
I won't
I
get
do,
back.
That's
I know
where
Jen will.
That's where I live. You guys.
I go. I just totally think about what happened, and not, I don't try to. I'm not looking at like what could have. I just look at like what did, and I was like, I opened this thing. It could have been loaded. It was pointed at her. Like there was, I was tossing it on the ground. I was so like loosey goosey because I didn't know.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I have found handguns or I found knives. I've found.
We always
but
have.
But I sort of take them out. I take them out and I'm like, ooh, somebody's going camping, you know, and I put them back.
We found so many, like we were making jokes about how like a woman in Tacoma is ready to go like fillet a fish.
Yeah.
Like. Roadside. She's just like has her like multi-tool
just feels different with a gun.
Ready. It feels very, very different.
I wish she would have just said, I have a gun in this bag. And I think I would have given her the bag back.
Or there's a way to handle it because I don't think you're just like, I'm gonna touch a bag and a gun's gonna go off. But Kristen was literally like just throwing this stuff out because
onto the ground. It's a funny bit to like literally throw all these bags. It's like, it's like,
she was
like, I was literally throwing them out.
I mean, I thought she was a very organized drug dealer, if I may.
Yeah.
She did have an envelope of like 800 in cash. So
three envelopes.
I don't even know. I don't want to like vilify her.
I don't either. It's
just
a good example of
like, it fucking scared us. And it wasn't just us because afterwards when we were like, let's go
eat. Met so many great people. And I don't want to belittle this show.
Not only that, no, it was just a part of the show. Everybody was cool about it. But afterwards they said, what? Was that real?
Yeah.
They thought it was a plant. They couldn't believe that it was real.
Either
actually.
Way, you bring a plant gun, it's a gun.
And
there's no plant about
it. The security
guards
were
very upset.
We're super shook.
Yeah.
I mean, these are like old dudes, like ex-cops, and they're like, what the fuck? This is a bunch of moms. You guys are pulling out like,
tampons and pads and juice boxes, literally a puzzle, 1,000-piece puzzle, a paint set,
yes.
All at the same show, which has its own set of
and then
comedy
all of a sudden those guys are reminded like, oh fuck, this is the world we live in right now. Like, and she's probably not crazy or going to do anything bad with that. But like, you guys, I mean, I don't know.
It just, I don't know. I feel so weird about it still. I feel like I have so many, like I haven't told my kids about it. I told my friend Laura and she's like, you know, you should maybe go talk to somebody because you're definitely like in a headspace that isn't great. And it just, I don't know. I just think I felt like what, you know, the worst case scenario is that I fucking handled it. And I hurt somebody.
And so let me say this to like, if you're listening and you're really, and I have so many friends like this back in Nebraska, I have friends that are like freaking snipers or whatever. Like they're so, honestly like
you know, snipers at a party. They're no fun.
Yeah. Good stories. But like this person gave a gun to somebody who hasn't touched one in 30 years. Right. And didn't feel comfortable touching it. And like, I showed my husband the video. And he, you know, he used to retrieve skeet and stuff.
Yeah.
Like he's totally got like,
I grew up on a farm, man.
Look, he's fine.
Listen,
like he's not,
I liked having a 22 with me. Cause you come near a rattlesnake or a bull snake and I'm going to shoot that fucker.
He's no wilting flower when it comes to guns or whatever, but he watched the video and he came over and hugged me. Cause he was like, You guys must have not known what the fuck to do.
It was a little, daunting. With that being said, come to our show because it's so fun. No, I... Don't bring guns.
Trust me. Don't give us a gun up on stage. Like, you can literally give me a 19-inch
It's 8 years in.
Statistically,
we've found everything.
I can't believe it hasn't happened
Everybody
yet.
Has asked me, have you ever found a gun? And I'm like, God, no. And then when,
literally, I would have been less surprised if I would have found a bow and arrow, an inactive grenade. I wouldn't have been as shocked by.
I would have dumped that sucker on the ground. Like, look at this dumb thing you got at a, what, where'd you get it? A museum? Oh, I mean, it's ticking. Is that real? Is that C4? Do we have any C4 in
the
house?
Like one of those like balls with the,
like an old timey
sparking one from like a cartoon.
Is this a ball?
I would have been less surprised than being like, here's a woman whose shit is together, very organized.
Lots of cash. Like, seems cool.
She's been to the Container Store recently. Like, she's like very well organized.
I'm worried that like that any of this would get back to her in a way that would.
She needs to think about the fact that you can't hand your gun to somebody who doesn't know what the fuck they're doing with it. Because that's when bad things happen.
Yeah. You're right. It's just that.
Don't give it to somebody. You don't know. Like, what if she tried to do a fucking bit with it, man? What if you would have tried to, like, clown around with it?
That's what I was. I know myself, and that's what I play in my head. I'm like, God, I was going to, like, grab it and be like, kick, big, 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 and then, like, shoot the fucking ceiling or somebody or the security guard. And he'd been like, it's a group of moms, and I got shot in the fucking foot. I don't know. It could have gone bad. It didn't go bad. Everybody's okay. We had a great time. I don't want anybody to feel unsafe at our shows. Not every state's a right to carry state, but it was a good eye-opening experience for me.
I feel like our shows.
It's a goddamn estrogen bath.
The fucking safest place you can ever be. There are so many, like,
you could have a heart attack.
ER
and be taken care of.
Oh my God, there was a security guard. He had a low blood sugar in Vegas, right?
Yeah,
or was it high blood pressure?
No, we were doing Spanx. We were in the middle of our Spanx, and we were in a show in Oklahoma, and he had a heart thing. What do they call it? Like a cardiac event.
And literally, there was like four women rush over to him, and one of them's like, We need help.
Yep.
So we like,
they stop. Literally, we're in the middle of dancing in our Spanx, full body Spanx. And then they're like, they bring up the lights. They're like, doo-doo. Let me tell you what does not help your already not great situation in Spanx is them bringing the lights up.
Yeah.
And it's like house lights. It's like fluorescence. And we're just standing there.
And then you're standing there, hands on your hip, doing the mom like stomach out. Like,
and I'm like,
all right.
I'm sure
let
this
me assess
is-
this situation like a real sexy bitch right now.
Jen's
let
like,
me-
can someone get over to him? Can someone get over? And then
she was already get like,
yeah, there was like 18 women that
somebody
had
defibrillator later on and like everybody's like got
and
him
then
down
we were
on
like,
the ground.
We're going to come in again and pretend like this never happened. Is that all right with you? And then everyone was like, woo. So we got off the stage and we started the music again and acted like nothing happened. It was sometimes when you, when those crazy things happen and you have a sensibility about them, you can feel like you're going to land safely, right? Mm-hmm. That's the difference between what happened with the gun and what happened in all these other events is like, there still felt like there was a sense of safety, even in the chaos of it being live performance, whether the lights don't work or the projector doesn't work. It's all low scale, lo-fi, low stakes, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's unsafe. Nobody's worried.
Y'all sit through your kids like flute concert. Shit goes real and you're still patient. You say, it was wonderful.
Yeah. And
like afterwards.
And goddamn, our audiences are so great. We can be like, can we start that again? And they'd be like, And nobody,
every once in a while, there's a husband who's like, I came to the wrong show. I'm going to go out and drink in the lobby.
I'm like, fine.
And he does that and it's fine.
Take your candy ass out there and buy everybody drinks.
Yeah. And they do.
And
they're heroes.
And you know what? I saw a post of some husbands that bought our merch, which was really cool. And I do think it was in Columbia. Because that's the other thing. We had such a wonderful house in Columbia. And we met a woman who was the first Black female judge
at age 34 of
34
county.
Boone County.
Yeah.
We met a district attorney. We met a
child psychiatrist.
He
was the only dude
front center. And God bless him, because we talk about me having ADD and when I was diagnosed, and he was like, I'm the person that dealt with you. And I was
I would go into your school
you
in a session situation.
You had a medicine, and I was like, yeah, you got some. What do you got in your side pocket?
It was like a hodgepodge.
Principals. We met four, like two
the
principals.
Most elite people like in the
Ain't
state
no
of Missouri.
Way this
insane.
One little thing is going to stop me from doing what I'm doing. It's just
no.
a point of conversation. I wasn't even sure I was going to talk about it. I'm not even sure I'm still going to talk about it.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, there's this part of us that's, and I don't know why, because we should talk about whatever it is that we want to talk about. And it's also more encouraging for me that like the women we talked to afterwards were like, yeah, what the fuck was that? That felt like a little weird, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't just us that felt like it was weird and a little like off-putting and,
well, you know,
and
when,
dare I say like scary.
You know when like you're at a party, at different times in your life. And like, there's that one guy that gets like too drunk and goes too dark. And you're like, the tone of this party has completely changed. Everybody was having a good time.
You're like,
either this guy starts yeah. crying or wanting to start fighting. Or then you get a little bit older and it's like a married couple and they're like getting into it and they're kind of drunk and they start fighting. And you're like, I don't want to watch a divorce. You know what I mean? Like it's different stages of life where weird shit happens that you just changes the tone of the party. And I think that's what happened, is that this gun changed the tone of the party for me a little bit. And it was a bummer that like this thing, which then isn't just small potatoes, it's not just like, you know, finding a vibrator in a bag that we would all go, oh gosh, somebody put this in there because that's hilarious. This could have been really bad.
There's no potential harm in a vibrator. All that, you're just making somebody's day. You're not.
I mean, I'm
like,
not happy I'm touching it, but I'm not grossed out. I'm like, hey, I've got some hand sanitizer in the bag next door.
I accidentally touched a menstrual cup.
Yeah,
one time.
Jen was touching it like it was a goddamn, like it was a craft from Michael's Craft.
I was upset, but I guarantee it was.
I wasn't. I was like, listen, you'd be lucky if I washed my hands.
But I think like the reality is that for 90 whatever percent of everybody, like in my house where I say like I grew up around guns, like I grew up and like remember my grandpa had a shotgun under the bed that was very not. I shouldn't have had access to it, had full, like I remember playing with it when I was a kid, but
we all got out within an inch of our lives.
And I remember the reason it was there was if shit goes down, meaning like worst case scenario happens, it's there, which is why I would have a gun in my house, is like worst case scenario, it's up high, but I can get to it if I need to. And you think, I've talked about biting people's fingers off. Don't think I won't do whatever I need to do to protect my family.
She like, has talked, and about shoving fingers up
dog's buttholes if they're biting, which you have to do,
you guys. Or if a man's butthole, if you have to. Look, you're just trying to get by.
You want
to
upgrade your purse? You might have to do that.
That's
but.
Pro tip.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, if your world is such that that dark place is so close
all the time,
it feels weird.
Yeah, and this is not a comment.
Neighborhood.
This is not a comment on gun laws or politics. Because we're at a fucking party. I think we would sit here and have this conversation with a group of women.
I'm telling you right now. There could have been 40 guns in that audience, and I would have been like, any of those bitches are going to get up and handle whatever needs to happen. Say some bad guy does come in here.
Yeah.
But the idea that the
one woman who let it go out of her sight, you're saying,
bugs me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good way of putting it, because you're right. Like,
you thought it was cute, you thought it was funny, or you didn't think enough about it.
That's when bad shit happens.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I think that's why we felt like you set us up to have bad shit happen. And
yeah.
That feels fucking bad.
Yeah. I think I gotta just like chew it and get it right in my head. And now I know.
I don't want you to dwell on it, because I really am not.
This is the most I've talked about it since I talked to Laura about it a little bit, just because her perspective comes from like her being a totally non-
She comes from like the extreme other side.
She's the other side where she's like, what are you doing for your mental health now that you've had this happen? And I'm like, is alcohol, does that work?
Honestly, I think that I'm not a doctor, but I say that.
What?
We listened to a lot of it, like country music, and drank a lot that night. So I feel like that was.
It was fucking great. It exercised.
Soul,
it exercised. It was, it ended up, it, you, whenever something like, one thing that I think you learn as you get older, and God bless that we learned this, right? Is like, this too shall pass, right? This feeling I have will pass. This greatness will pass. This shit will pass. It will all pass. And I know myself enough that like, if I'm a little bit tired, I'm more emotional. If I'm homesick, I'm more emotional. I was like, let myself get centered about this. So I was like, you know what you need to do? You need to have a good fucking time. So we went and got drinks and we went back to your hotel room and Michelle and
Jack
and I, we destroyed the mini bar and we listened to music that just like was like the song I danced with my dad at my wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Songs that make us feel all like turned on. Yeah. Songs that make us want to just jam.
Yeah.
Like I went back to my room and like listened to music for 30 more minutes and it took me out of my head. Yeah. It's so nice to know that we do have a little bit of control over where our head goes, because if you ruminate on shit for too long, it can make that thing go bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And so I'm so grateful that it was the three of us together.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. I am the asshole that says things. I don't live in a world where bad shit happens by choice. If it does, it's a lightning strike.
Yeah.
And me and God have that understanding. Honestly,
right.
Like I've made the decisions in my life to not have that shit happen.
Yeah.
And if some bad person comes into the world and violence falls on me, it is a fucking lightning strike because I've done everything I can to control the controllables.
Right.
So I didn't like this world colliding with mine.
Yeah. Cause you didn't get a choice.
No.
Yeah.
And it pissed me off. And I just like, you can try and convince me otherwise or that I'm a puss or whatever. And I'm fucking not. I'm not.
And
I've never been.
I don't think I am, but I do think I'm a little more sensitive than I realized. A little bit more sensitive than I thought. Also, we're just talking about it because it's a podcast and it was a really interesting situation to happen.
You follow the rules and you think everybody is going to too.
I do.
Yeah, that's what
I do. I do follow the rules. I like rules. They're in place for a reason. They give me comfort. I don't like when rules change from place to place. I want to know that those controllables are controlled and that everybody's can have a good time and live within limits, because the limits make us feel safe. And so I am somebody that likes rules, and I think sometimes, especially as I am Catholic, like sometimes when you are someone who rises above a situation, it means that you're sort of getting kicked in the teeth. I didn't feel good about this because it felt like this is a totally different situation. There was no opportunity to not do the right thing because there was no right thing to be done. It had just been done to me.
I think both of us too are like spinning on like, well, what could we have done? Like, what would we have done differently?
I just wish I would have known it was in there, because I wouldn't have been so willy-nilly with it being in the bag and on the ground. Now, listen, she's probably going to be like, well, the clip wasn't in it. And that's fine. But I sort of always operate guns. My dad always said, like, assume there's one in the chamber.
Was there a clip? Yeah.
I didn't know. I don't know. It was a small handgun. And I was like, I just assume guns are magically loaded.
Did you see the clip somewhere else in the bag? Because why even have it if it's not in there then?
I don't know. No.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't see it in there. I just saw a knife and $900 and 8 other bags that I didn't unpack because I didn't want to find that she was, you know, had a secret collection of little porn.
Feels like you might have been able to get us cocaine that night.
I think there were like 7-8 balls in the other bag. She just was like trying to figure out which mom to hit it. Okay, can we stop talking about this? I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I just do think like if both of us are like, what the fuck? Because anytime—
That's what this entire episode should be called, is like, what the fuck?
Because we always marvel at the thing that like whenever we're like, what the fuck? Then everybody else is kind of too. Like there might be a few outliers that are like, no. I'm totally fine being in front of 1,000 people
with
whose lives are my responsibility
gun.
With a gun I'm not familiar with. And,
and
I've
I'll
been
just,
having
I'd
wine
be so
all
cool.
night, right?
Yeah.
Like, sorry.
Yeah.
If that's you,
good on you, but not me.
Like, it is not me.
And every day is a learning experience, I guess. So that's good. But let's move on to hot guys. Can I talk about a hot flash that I have?
Hot flash.
OK, Okay, Alan Richson is the guy. He's ginormous. He's on Reacher.
Oh God, yeah, I know who
he is. He's six foot six.
Okay,
300 pounds around. And by the way, not one of it is fat. He is so ripped. He's ginormous. He was on American Idol. He can sing. He is in this show on Amazon Prime or Prime Video called Reacher, which is based on the books that like Tom Cruise tried to do it. And it just didn't like.
Oh my God. The people that read those books are like rabid fans. I have a couple of friends that, what?
I was going to say, don't you talk shit.
No. I have like,
it's a good series.
I think we have a couple friends in common too that read them and they were pissed off that the movies didn't do justice.
Exactly. Because the books are really interesting because the character practices stoicism, which is like something we just don't see in American culture. It's like you don't see a lot of affect. It's almost like he's like a little bit like cold, but he's very.
Hold on. Did you read that somewhere or is that your word? Because I think so differently of you right now.
What do you mean?
Stoicism?
Yeah.
You just came up with that?
No, stoicism is a real word.
I know it is, but that you just applied that word to that character. I've never wanted to kiss you for that. Maybe it's because we're talking about 19 inch.
I gotta upgrade my vocabulary hogs with this one over here. I'm like over here giggling about the word hog. Quit it with your grossness.
Okay, but stoicism. Okay.
So,
okay.
But he is stoic. And I think I've really gotten into like what that is because I feel like it validates my feelings of being like, rein it in, fucking get it together. You don't need to be so emotional. Don't let shit get you down. Like, be stoic. Like, stoic is being like less affected emotionally and sort of compartmentalizing a little bit, which I think, if I'm going to say, I think we can all learn a little bit about
sure.
that. Because a runaway emotional train, it doesn't feel good.
Doesn't help.
And but emotions are fleeting.
I can also see, because Kristen's really good at playing cards, I can see you being like, I'm going to keep this where I need it to be.
Yep.
For when I need it.
Like yep. And cards. I like that. I think that's, anyway, this character in the books is stoic. But so Alan Richson is playing this character and I watch it and I totally get why people love him in it. But sometimes I'm like, is he feeling anything? Like he's so stoic that I can't, I'm not sure.
Ooh.
But what I like is him as a person. So his interviews, here's this guy. He is massive. He's massive. And he is delightfully open about all of his issues about mental health. He's bipolar and he talks so openly.
Big dick energy right there.
I mean, been married for 20 years, talks about his wife staying with him through thick and thin. He's in love with his wife. He's a good guy. He's like
that's
a
even
dude.
Hotter.
He's a dude, but here's this massive man where he's like punching the bad guys. And he literally tells a story. This is him in real life. He was telling a story about how his wife and he were walking down the street and because he's so big and he's kind of has like this need to like fight bad guys, right?
Yeah.
So he's walking
also, people mess with you when you're big like that. When you look like you're going to fight, they'll try and fight
exactly.
you.
They'll come at you.
Yeah.
So he said he's walking down the street with his wife and he saw somebody scream like, oh my God, that guy just stole my purse or my God, help me. That guy took it from me or something like that. And his wife like stopped him and said, you promised you wouldn't. And he's like, please just let me get this last one. Just let me, this is in real life. This is not. And so he goes, I can get him. I can get him. And so she's like, all right. And she just let the dog out of the cage. And he's like, you know, running after this dude who was hiding underneath a car. And the guy like slithered back and he goes underneath the car. This is in real life. And he's like,
wait, I can
see you. He goes, I can see you. And the guy slithered under the car and he grabbed him. Pulled him out from under the car and he goes, I threw him against the wall and he fell down like a rag doll. And I was like, this is your real life.
I knew who he beat up and his name is Marty. I'm pretty sure I've heard this story from the other side.
He's like, I was just walking down the street and this big guy threw me against the wall. I was just looking for my oil can underneath the. But I like him because.
Oil can or soup can in his pants?
Right.
Tell me about.
I don't know about that.
Either one of those.
Jen. God, what? I can only assume. Now that's all I think about. But I like him, and he's delightful.
But
I
he's
think
on a good show, too. I'll watch it.
He's
I need
a big
something
guy.
New to watch.
and he's got man energy, and he's also showing what it's like to talk about being at your very lowest and having these manic episodes.
Okay.
And he described it really well. He's like, people talk about like, oh, this is what you need to do to lift yourself out of these like sad moments. It's like, here, just get on your keyboard and write a little something or play a little something. He goes,
work out.
He goes, I'm not even touching the keyboard. I'm so far away from
it. Oh my God, I'm laying in bed.
Yeah. He's like, I'm so, and he's talking like dark shit.
Yeah.
And I just think when men are that way, and it's not this like wussy kind of feeling, it's masculine in its approach of just talking about this thing, like just being open about this thing that might have some sort of, might make you look like you're weak, so to speak.
Oh, well,
also makes you look really strong. I'm like, dude, I mean,
tell
me more. My shirt's coming off.
I did this really great, like, not retreat, but like thing where they were like, you can't lie to your brain. Nothing is more powerful than your brain except your honesty. So like saying that, like, here's where I'm at, and like it just uttering it out into existence, like, takes away the stigma and the like.
And
power,
I think he's
going
to give a lot of license to a lot of people.
Yeah, fuck whoever has criticism of that, because I think the 19-inch penis guy probably went through some really dark times. And I know I'm fixated on it, but I just want to say that like life hasn't been like super easy for him, because like I showed you that picture of his pants, right? Like, he can't just go to Target. He can't just buy a pair of like Dockers at Old Navy. Like, he's got a situation happening, you guys, and that is not easy. But he is honest about it. And
he,
like,
can't just cannonball off the no. diving board at a public pool.
Oh my God, that guy
will get written up for he's on so many lists, and he didn't mean to be. He just was at a track event.
There is no
and he
public
was running
golf
the 400,
that
and
will
that
let
thing,
him wear the pants he needs to wear.
You know, the only good thing is his golf bag could lean up against
it,
and he didn't have to
keep
grip
it in the golf bag. It's his like 19 iron, you guys. It's then.
Can we stop? Can we stop? Can we stop? Can we stop? Do you have a mom box?
I do have a mom box.
Oh God,
that I want to say.
Jen is the worst.
Just, you guys, I can't not fix it.
She's the worst.
It's fetus. So this is a good one, actually. This is at LaDonna. Is that the best
LaDonna
thing you've ever heard in your life? Okay.
LaDonna.
And it's
LaDonna.
So important, you guys. I'm so happy to have found you guys again. It's been a few years since I've seen you. I'm a Gen Xer, late to the podcast game. So thank you for pulling me out of the doom and gloom that is 2024. I love your stories. Got a lot of catching up to do with you two. How about taking a detour from Pennsylvania and doing a show in Ohio? Again,
we will
go to our website this week.
I'm on sohard.com. Yeah. And we're going to have a great time.
LaDonna, message us if we're anywhere near you. We'll send you tickets.
Great.
We podcasted.
We sure did. I don't think John Mayer's that slimy.
I think he uses a pretty good account that somebody got a social disease from John Mayer.
You know what? I would get a social disease from John Mayer. Look, man.
Well, I think if you're in his orbit, you might.
You
I don't
might
know.
His orbit be in his wiener.
Didn't he date, by the way? Even
I think date's
girl.
A strong word. By the way, look, man, I'm not throwing stones. I'm like, yeah, I'll probably make out with you if you play the guitar like that.
Okay, so this from part one, we made a... The guy with the 19-inch penis. So this is just a...
Why do you have to call it a penis? It's so clinical when you say it like that.
What do you want me to say? You loved that. Oh, my God. I can tell you
not.
You loved it. Yeah.
I did not. That is filthy.
What do you want me to say? God, she can't stop smiling. Christ. What? 19-inch wiener?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.